going to go ahead and call this meeting to order because we do have a busy schedule this afternoon. So welcome to this special board meeting of the Board of Trustees, San Diego Union High School District. And I have a little bit of information to read here. The board has scheduled this special meeting to interview, ask questions, deliberate, and take action to select a firm to conduct a search for a superintendent. After action on the search firm selection, the board will meet with the selected search firm to discuss the process and the timeline for selecting a superintendent. The board will then meet in closed session to interview interim superintendents. There will be no action taken in closed session regarding choosing an interim superintendent, and there will be no action to report out in open session. There will be negotiations with potential candidates. To appoint an interim superintendent, the board must bring a contract to a regularly scheduled meeting for the board to take action in open session. And
you ready?
Ms. Schultz, to read our protocol, please.
Welcome to the meeting of the San Diego Union High School District Board of Trustees. If you wish to speak to an item on the agenda, please complete a speaker slip located at the sign-in desk and present it to the secretary to the board prior to the start of the meeting. When the board president invites you to the podium, please state your name before making your presentation. In the interest of time and order, presentations from the public are limited to 3 minutes per person per topic. The total time for agenda items shall not exceed 20 minutes. An individual speaker's allotted time may not be increased by a donation of time from others in attendance. In accordance with the Brown Act, special meeting public comments are limited to items on the published agenda. Unless an item is placed on the published agenda, no action, discussion, and/or discussion may be taken by the board. In compliance with Government Code Section 54957.5, agenda-related documents that have been distributed to the board less than 72 hours prior to the board meeting have been available for review on the district website or at the district office. As a courtesy to all meeting attendees, please set cell phones and electronic devices to silent mode and engage in conversations outside the meeting room. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Two are information items. Item three is for our search firm presentations, but we do have some speaker slips. So I'm gonna call Wendy Gump because I'm not seeing everybody else here. So we'll start there.
This is number three, right?
Yes. Correct.
I have it down. So my name is Wendy Gump. I'm a parent in the district, but only for about two more days. My son's not even walking in graduation, just to let you know. So I'm here because I am a taxpayer in the district as well, and I have mixed emotions about the process in the district. I'm going to go off script for a couple minutes here. My child actually had a very good experience his senior year. The teachers were fantastic. They were caring. They were compassionate. And so I have mixed emotions about what's good about the district and what's not so good about the district from a differing perspective, I think, than a lot of other parents do, because I don't get involved at school. I'm not in the PTA. I'm not on the foundations. I don't volunteer in the classroom. All I get is a perspective from when my child comes home and tries to articulate to us what goes on at school when maybe his attitude isn't his normal behaviors. And so we've really tried to dissect the last few years some of the activities that go on in the school district. And what it's come down for me and for my family is a lack of leadership at the administration level that causes a lot of angst for parents and for students, because when our students come home, we have a hard time understanding and dissecting what's in their teenage mind because we're not there with them every day. So what I feel is we need a superintendent with a proven track record of uplifting all students and a balanced approach to the complexities of running a high-performing school district like ours. Our new superintendent should have the state-required credentials and be selected because of a record of success, not simply because of a record of working in the district. Our new superintendent will have compassion, common sense, high moral courage, and the ability to make tough decisions for the best interest of all students. Our new superintendent will champion the needs of our most vulnerable students, those that are struggling, and those in our special education programs, and provide these students the resources, physical, mental, and human, that they need to grow into productive members of our community. Our new superintendent needs to be able to treat all stakeholders with respect and hold all district staff to the same high standards that we hold our students. Our new superintendent needs to be adamant that all activities approved on our public facilities and all district business must be ethical and transparent to give all students equal access. Our new superintendent needs to do a thorough accounting to determine if the current operational budget is sustainable, because the deficit gaps are not being closed at the end of the year like we have been told. Our new superintendent needs to bring innovative programs so that our district does not fall behind other districts in its ability to reach and help struggling students, empower gifted students, and ensure programming and financial parity to all our schools. Thank you.
Okay, and I have a speaker slip from Lita McDonald and from Leo Wolf, but I don't see either of them in the room for this item, so I'm going to move us on to, well, that brings us to our presentations.
This
so
is
shall
true.
We
I'm ready?
Call Thanks. Down our first.
They're
going
to
present, and then we'll have an opportunity. I imagine while they're presenting, if you have any clarifying moments, as long as it doesn't disrupt the flow too much.
Okay.
Do that. First, we'll be seeing Hazard Young. Did anyone know the correct information? Maybe we'll learn here. Atia. After you.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hello. Dave Cash.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, Jess Allison.
Careful.
Good to meet you.
Thank you.
Rudy Cash.
Sorry, I'm careful.
Just out of the
sun. Sorry, So sorry.
We have one for Cindy as well, one of the handouts. Did you get one? There. Okay, cool.
That's perfect.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity to come and present before you. And I understand we have a timeline we'll try and follow and do that. You have the documents here in front of you, and I'd like to introduce my colleague here who will be helping. We'll be doing the search together, so Dave, why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Dave Cash, and I've been with Hazard Young and Atia for the past 2 years. I'm a California superintendent. The districts that I served were starting in Buellton, a very small single school district in Santa Barbara County. I was a superintendent in Claremont Unified School District. The superintendent Clovis Unified School District.
You can never keep a job, that's what it's trying to do.
And the superintendent in Santa Barbara Unified School District as well.
And Rudy Castrita, currently I have an endowed chair at the University of Southern California, was the former county superintendent of schools here in San Diego, and served that position for 14 years. Prior to that, I was superintendent in San Diego Unified, and prior to that, I was in Los Alamitos. So I'm very familiar with San Diego Union High School District, and I'm really pleased because I'm to a point in my life now where I kind of pick and choose where I want to work. And San Diego is one of the prime high school districts in the state of California, so I'm really pleased to have the opportunity to present to you. We'd like to spend our time a little bit about talking about our process and what we'd like to be able to do for you and serving you and trying to find your next superintendent. Both Dr. Cash and I have done extensive searches. I have done extensive searches for the last 10 years. Some of the districts that I've done that you would be comparable to, San Diego with Santa Barbara. I just finished the San Diego County Office of Education search. I'm currently finishing up the Oceanside search. I was fortunate enough to, I'm still trying to get over the LA Unified search. I did that and placed Michelle King there. And I've done the Houston, San Francisco, and I've done a lot of searches. I think that the experience that I can bring will be, enhance trying to find the best quality candidate that there is out there for San Diego. Dave, why don't you talk a little bit about what you
do? Sure. Just starting with the most recent search, just finished the Palo Alto Unified School District search, which was, I think, fairly comparable to the type of candidates that you would expect and want to have in this district. And just also last year finished the Montecito Union School District, which is another school district that's very similar and would present the same kind of caliber of candidates that you'd like to see here as well. So
I think what you'll have in us is a consultants who really have a far-reaching grasp on the state of California and nationally. So you'll have to decide whether you want to do a search just California or if you want to go national. We have 350 people just like us that will punch in a name and they'll be able to help us with that on a national basis. But I've been around quite a bit and so I can really do some research there as well for you. I think what's really different about our search process is we don't have a stable of people. What we'll be able to do is be able to meet with you, and I'm looking, hopefully, that you'll be able to want to meet with us on a one-on-one basis to be able to find out what you think the strengths are of San Diego. I'd like to have you tell us what some of the challenges you think the next superintendent will face, as well as the challenges of the district, and also what are some of the characteristics you really would look for to have your next superintendent lead this district here. So we will do that with you on a one-on-one basis. We go one step further. We would like to be able to have a town hall meeting. We'd like to be able to meet with the administrative staff, with the classified staff, with the teaching staff, with the union leadership in your district, and any community members that want to meet with us to be able to get the information we need. And what we do with that information is we put together an executive summary. And you will see exactly what people are saying. And it'll be anonymous. It won't say that so-and-so said this, but you'll get an idea of what people feel about the strengths of the district, what the challenges are of the district, and what characteristics are of the district.
So I have a question. Some people were coming this summer. How would you get I really want the parent input. How would you get those stakeholders this summer? That's it. I know it's going to be a challenge.
It will be a challenge. I'll tell you how we'll handle it.
Well, one of the best ways that we'll do that really is take advantage of the 21st century, and mm-hmm. that is we have a really state-of-the-art community and internal stakeholder online survey that we get out to all of the stakeholder groups that are the most important for you in getting input on making the best decision for the district. So, and the survey goes out to, we just in Palo Alto, we had several hundred, close, probably a little bit shy of 1,000 parents participate in that survey. And one of the great things about the survey is not just the quantitative data you get, kind of the responses to the questions, but you also get a lot of comments from people that can really help you facilitate helping us create the leadership profile so that we can go out and recruit the best possible candidates for the district.
And just so it's not, so it's understood, it's not just for the people that you want us to send the survey to.
Right. Yeah.
It'll be on your link that, that people can actually go on that link and do that survey on their own. It doesn't come to us. It goes to our central office. They tabulate all the responses, and you'll see all the responses from community members, from teachers, people that couldn't meet with us, whatever it may be.
You'll get both the top line results as well as individual tabulated results, and you get it for six stakeholder groups. So you can decide which particular stakeholder group, because that's how people will identify themselves. Mm-hmm. I'm a parent of a child in the district. I'm a community member. I'm a classified staff. I'm a certificated staff. Whatever six groups that you would like to have input from through that survey. And then you know exactly how each of those groups do feel about the questions that have been asked. And then you have the gross tabulations.
And I'd also like to encourage this board to direct us that you'd love to have a town hall meeting. And we will commit to two nights in different parts of your district where it can be advertised and want to come and meet with us. And again, we'll be asking the same questions. You know, what are your feelings about San Diego Union High School District, and they'll give us the challenges, the strengths, the characteristics, and we always end up, and the last question I'll ask you is, and so will Dr. Cash, as well as the community, is there anybody out there you think we need to tap on the shoulder? It doesn't mean they're going to get an interview. It just means those are the people that maybe that somebody thinks that we should contact. And we contact everybody that's been told, that's been given to us, but not telling them they're going to get an interview as part of our service that we do. One thing that's really important for us is during this process, we're going to insist that this is a confidential search. And I'll tell you why. There's somebody out there, he or she doesn't realize they're going to be the next superintendent here at San Diego. Once we accumulate all the characteristics and all the information that are out there, both Dr. Cash and myself know enough people to say, I think this person would be a great fit. And we will, if they're a sitting superintendent, we will let them know about this opportunity. And the reason I say that is because some superintendents will not want to apply if it's not a confidential search. And let me give you an example of that. I did a search where the board was set on one candidate. They had three of them in front of them. And one board member called this individual district to say, what can you tell me about your candidate? He's applying for our district. And that individual called me the next day and said, I'm going to withdraw. If the board can't keep the confidentiality, I'm sorry, I can't work with that board. So we're going to insist on that. And you will be able to get every application that you will be able to review at home. And we'll give you a password. We'll have you sign a confidentiality form. And you can review all the applications that come forth to us. Because what we'll do, the process we do, and believe me, you're not going to have a hard time finding quality people to come to San Diego. I'm just telling you that right now. Mm-hmm. I've had already phone calls saying, I hear you might be doing the San Diego search, Rudy.
What myself as well.
Yeah, so you're not going to have a problem with that. So, but we're not going to just bring a bunch of people before you. We're going to try and match what the district and the community is looking for. So that's really important for us to do. But what we do is we take a kind of an interim step. We'll recommend probably seven candidates to you once we've screened them. And basically what we'll do is we'll probably interview the top 10 or 12 people that we think. I'll say, Dave, give me your top 10. I'll give them my top 10, and we'll come up and at some hotel here in San Diego, we'll interview them because people look great on paper, but I want to see the whites of their eyes. Mm-hmm. I really want to see the whites of their eyes. And we know enough people that we, just because this is their reference, we'll go beyond their references to vet them. And so we will do that. And then we will recommend 5 to 7 people to you, and you'll say, well, why didn't you interview this person? They look really good when I looked at their... And we will tell you the reason why we didn't, and it could be an issue that they're on administrative leave or there's litigation pending or they got let go from their district. You, of all people, don't want to be surprised by a candidate that has some kind of baggage you didn't know about. Really important to this board to be able to do that. We want to be able to have as much transparency as possible with your community. I know this community very well, all the way down from all the corridors, La Costa Canyon all the way down to here, and all the middle schools, the 5 middle schools. So it's important for this board to consider doing as much transparency as you can, giving the community, and I'm glad to hear about the parents, because they want to be involved, not they're going to make the decision. You are the decision makers, but we want to hear from the community to be able to share with you their input.
One of the things I wanted to talk about in relationship to the application process that really I think is important for you is that not only will you see the application, you'll see the entire application packet. So we have a really sophisticated but easy-to-use board portal, which you'll have access to, which will allow you to not only look at just their application, their resume, but also all of their letters of recommendation, their transcripts from their schools, and give you a really good full sense of each of the candidates. Some board members, that they like to dive deep into that. Others are more interested in certain parts of the application process, but we know how important it is for you to have all of that information.
So if we're looking at paperwork that you've provided us and it triggers a question about a candidate, whether it's a question about experience or just... then can we individually, through this portal, contact you and say, I have a question, I see such and such, can you tell us?
You bet. You have our phone numbers, both of our cell numbers, and this is your search.
Yeah, we would expect that.
It's not our search. We are here to serve you, and we're just kind of giving you our experience as the best way to find the best possible quality candidate out there. this is such a critical position here in this part of San Diego. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just telling you right now, from my seat at the county office, this was a prime district in San Diego County. And it's our job, and my job, and I always tell people this, my job and Dr. Cash's job is to make it so doggone difficult for you to decide who your best candidate is, because you will have quality candidates come before you. That's our goal, and that's what we've done when we've worked together. But, you know, the districts we've served, that's been the issue is, geez, Dr. Castrita, you know, which of these candidates do you think we should select? It's not my choice. It's your choice, you know. But we'll bring you some top quality candidates. And honestly, don't know that they're going to apply here yet. You know, I'm really pleased that you're going to hopefully allow us to meet with your union leadership, with your teachers, with your administrators, with community members. We'll be here for 2 days, from 7 in the morning to 6 at night, and people can call and call Cindy or whoever it is and make an appointment with us. We'll give them a half an hour, and they'll meet with us. Those people that can't meet with us, they'll do a survey, or they can come to a town hall meeting, or they can call us directly. So that's the important thing. That's the transparency.
So you're saying 2 full days to do interviewing or meetings, but also, and then also the 2 town hall
Absolutely.
Evenings.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What's the timeline?
Well, you know, it's my understanding, and from what I'm hearing on the ground, is you people want to have somebody by here by September. And so I think that that's fine, but it's important that you find the right person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I usually a good search, and right now we're in the middle of June. You know, we'd like to meet with you as soon as possible. If, mm-hmm. in fact, we are selected, it'll be a planning meeting where we'll sit down and we'll have a mm-hmm. calendar of making sure that all of you are committed to these dates for mm-hmm. whatever it may be. And you'll have your calendars with you. Dr. Cash and I will meet with you, and we'll talk about what the schedule is going to be. And you may say, well, we'd like to speed that up a little bit, or we'd like to make sure that this day I can't make it. Can we change the date? It's your search. And the only thing I can say to you is this, is that if it's you want it by September, we can move that quickly. But however, this is such a critical decision for this mm-hmm. board and this district that we will make sure that we, if it means that I have to travel to Sacramento or travel whatever it is or Skype somebody to make sure that they're the right person for this job, and it's going to take a little time. But we will do the timeline and schedule whatever you'd like to be
able to. If you feel we need to push it back, that's fine. I mean, we want the best. If you think we're not going to get a wide enough net, then we need to.
And we also want time to get the input from your community. I mean, that's going to be key, is that you get that feedback so that you have that while you're making your decision. I mean, if you have them in your own mind, it's kind of like, oh, a drop-dead date is September 15th or September 1st, we can construct a calendar with you from that as the start date moving backwards. And then, you know, things may happen in between there that are unforeseen at this particular point in relationship to getting your input that could cause that to change in either direction.
And how will you publicize the online survey for the community and
what we will do with that, we're going to lean heavily on your district mm-hmm. to let the district know that if you go to the website, you're going to see, I'm going to request that you have a superintendent search link mm-hmm. because what will happen, and let me back up a little bit before I answer your question. Once we finish our executive leadership profile, which means we're going to give you the comments, what we've heard for mm-hmm. throughout the district, the community, everybody, so you'll get a feel for that. It'll probably be a 2 or 3 page executive summary. Plus, you'll get all the comments that were made, so you will see where the comments came from, but it won't be named by whom. Mm-hmm. It'll be comments.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to have that executive summary posted on your link because superintendents will say to me or people, what's a district like? Well, go to the link and take a look at it mm-hmm. and see if you meet the qualifications that what they're looking for. The second thing is that what we'll do is we'll not only, I'd like to request your leadership team to be able to let community know that mm-hmm. there's a survey. Mm-hmm. Have it on your link, but it never hurts to have somebody to gain you or Tory Pines, send something home or a flyer or whatever it may be that you can access if you want to have input into the superintendent search this way. So, again, there's a transparency. You're mm-hmm. getting out to the community. So that's how we would do it.
Montecito found that they had a small local newspaper that mm-hmm. that was a great way to advertise the town hall meetings, was to place an ad in there. And the newspaper did it for free.
The Tribune won't do that.
Yeah.
I know you do.
And that worked out really well. So, because what they got from there, really, I'll be very honest, were community former parents with not children in the district who were valued members of the community and hadn't had a way to contribute how they felt about what was happening until they saw it. And those are the people that were reading that small kind of local newspaper. And then, so that was important.
The last thing we wanted to... Go ahead. Okay.
I'm really glad to hear that you will present us with three candidates that we have a hard time choosing among. What if you find one candidate that you think is perfect for our district? And let me just back up and say this has happened to us before, where there was one candidate that was really the earmarked person and then two very much lesser candidates. We are very particular about choosing our own. So how will you continue to add such high-quality candidates to make at least a threesome?
Well, basically, the process will be this way, Ms. Alessandro, is we'll come to you with 5 to 7 candidates saying that you should take a look at. And you decide, and I'll take you through a process of who's voted off the island from the 7 to 5. Mm-hmm. You may want to interview 5. Our interviews go about 2 hours because you want to spend time with these folks. So if you want to have 5, that's great. Most boards want to have 5 or 4, and they'll do that maybe in 2 days. And basically what we'll do then is you will decide who are the top candidates. We will not say this is the best candidate for you. These are people you're going to work with, and you will say we'd like to bring back Jim, Susie, and Bill back to you, and you will have a profile on them. Mm-hmm. We'll be vetted them already. And the only thing that I'm going to reinforce this again to you, this is going to be a confidential search until they get before you at the board. Now, if Dave's the final candidate, he hasn't told his board yet, you need to understand, Dr. Cash, you need to let your board know you're interviewing the finals of San Diego.
Right. We're not going to put a superstar and just people to fill the...
We don't do that.
That's not what HYA does at all.
It doesn't seem like that. I'm glad you came to
that. And we have not used you before, so I feel much more confident that that will be the case.
Yeah, that's not the way we do business.
We're getting close to winding up on time, but we still have time for another question or two, I'm sure. Did anyone have anything else?
I had one just kind of with this potential shorter timeline. If we found a candidate we really liked, but or they were not interested in applying because they would have to abandon their school when school's starting, which is something with this timeline we could see happening. Since we are talking after this meeting to potential interim superintendents, do you have another timeline if we were not looking at that September date to extend to? Or what's your experience with hiring someone with our current timeline?
Yeah, fast track, I've done that before.
Yeah.
What will happen with us is when you decide to have a planning meeting with us, we will then do option 1, option 2.
Okay.
That way you can drive the process. Again, and I'm pleased that you're looking at finding a quality candidate, because that's the kind of candidate, because it's our reputation. Because if it's not done right, we come back and do it over again for free. I don't want to have to do that.
And I think you've seen in the literature, too, I will comment on that, that we are very, very clear about not contacting the candidates that we have placed in other districts. And that, what Dr. Castrita said, this is really your search, and we think that and those were their searches, and we want those candidates to stay in those districts. So,
so I have a question. The candidates that you're interviewing, is those ones you could start right away? Let's say there's a candidate that says, well, I can't wait until January. Is that going to be, he's not going to be in the pool? I guess that's my question.
No. The negotiations will go between that top candidate and this board. And usually you'll find if somebody, the opportunity to come to San Diego to come to San Diego to be part of this district, they're gonna come.
They'll figure out a way to make it happen. Okay. They'll, like, they'll want to serve this community.
And I can serve a contract with another district.
Okay, but usually I've had that where the board understands that, you know, you want to move on, there's a greater opportunity for you, and then the tables will turn, they'll get an interim, mm-hmm. and then they'll release their superintendent. Mm-hmm. That's been my experience.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you so much for coming.
We want to thank you very much for your
questions. Yes, thank you very much.
Very much thank you for this opportunity.
Need, I think, a moment for some technical changes for our next.
Yes.
You keep following me around, don't you?
Holy cow, you guys, what are you doing hiring somebody like this?
There you go.
Good. Good.
So I'm not sure if it was, if you don't all know, our next search firm is not able to have someone attend this meeting, so we're doing a Skype, I guess. So Joe has been, Ms. Schultz is setting up so that we can connect with them. And they are expecting to be contacted hopefully right around 1:35. So we're so far staying on track. We'll, but they're not necessarily expecting the ring quite yet. So.
Are you ready?
We're ready. Yes.
Thank you.
Hi, Mr. McPherson?
Jacobson, sorry.
No problem. We're live, and I have the board here. Can you see all five of them?
I can.
Good.
Good afternoon. I'm Beth Hergesheimer, the board president, and I'd like to thank you for presenting to us today and let you know that we're ready to have about 20 minutes or so of your time kind of laying out what your thinking you can do for us and have a little time for us to ask some questions as we go along or at the end.
That would be fine. I want to thank you for allowing me the opportunity to come to you electronically today. Our consultants were busy today, the ones that would be working with you if we're selected, and I appreciate the opportunity. I don't know if you have this proposal in front of you. That's what I'm going to work off of.
Yes, sir.
And I'll try and keep it brief and allow you enough time for questions. The two consultants that would be assigned to you would be Ben Johnson and Dr. Barry Cairoll. Ben's a former board member, I believe, at Riverside, and Dr. Cairoll's a retired superintendent out of Emmett. And they're just finishing a search right now. I want to point out that we are the California School Board Association search firm. Have been since 2014. They vetted a number of firms, and they offered us a contract, and they just renewed that contract for another 3 years. We've done 36 searches in California since that time. We have 18 consultants in the state, with 8 of them in Southern California. So we have a number of people out there doing that. McPherson & Jacobson is a leading national firm. We've done over 700 searches across the United States. We have 125 consultants. So what that brings to you, it brings to you local consultants in California, but certainly a national outreach as we do our recruiting piece. Some things I want to point out about us, and then I'll just quickly go through our process. When we decided to become a national firm, we took a look at other national firms and said, what would set us apart? We have hung our hat on transparency. We believe in a very open process with high involvement of your stakeholders during it while keeping you in complete control as we do that. And I'll point that out as we go through. We've got a proven protocol that we've developed over the last 27 years. It's that we would advise you through. But we want you to own this search. We want this search to be yours, and that we will conduct it in a manner that's consistent with your expectations and your community needs. We'll advise you through it, but we certainly can adapt it to whatever unique needs you have. We're recruiters of talent. We don't have any idea what you're looking for until we take you through a process where you identify your selection criteria. But once you do that, we'll actively reach out to individuals that have that skill set and make sure that we talk to them about applying for this. One thing I want to point out, too, is our retention rate. According to the National School Board Association and the Council of Greater City Schools, average tenure for superintendents across the United States is between 3.2 and 4.2 years. In the past 5 years, 75% of our placements are still in the job for which we placed them. Past 10 years, over half of our placements are still there. And for the past 15 years, almost half are still in the job for which we placed them. So I'm very proud of that retention rate that we have. We find the right person, they come, they stay, they make a difference. That's important because the research of Marzano and Waters show sustainability of leadership increases student achievement. So we want to make sure you find the right person, we have the right fit, and they come and change that. The investment for our service is $19,500 plus some expenses, and I can go through those at the back. If you'll turn to page 11, I'll quickly take you through our protocol. I'm sorry, I should introduce myself. My name is Tom Jacobs, and I'm the CEO and founder of Pictures and Jacobs. I apologize for that. I just get so interested in telling you about our service. The very first thing we do is we take you through, as a board of trustees, a research-based consensus decision-making process called nominal group technique. Using that, you're going to identify your top 4, 5, 6 areas that you want your superintendent to have to be successful in your district. Every district's different, and so we need to spend time with you talking about that. We'll also work with you on a calendar. We backload the calendar from the time that you want your superintendent to start, and we make it that way so that we all have the same calendar and we're able to do that. We also believe in involvement of stakeholders, and so we will be working with you. The typical stakeholders we meet with are the teachers, the students, the central office, the personnel, the classified staff, but each community is different. And so we'll be talking to you about who do you want us to meet in your community. Certainly some open forums where people can come, but if you have special interest groups, we've met with ministerial alliances, government agencies, chambers of commerce, whoever is appropriate for your district. I'm going to tell you what we do in a minute with those groups. We're a turnkey operation. We do everything for you except interview the candidate. But we do need a point of contact in your district. And basically, that person's responsibility is to help us with logistics of our meetings to do that. We send out, we receive all the information, we take care of everything for you. Once you've identified the groups you want us to meet with, our consultants will probably be there a couple of days meeting with those groups. We have 4 questions that we ask every group. Tell us some good things about this community. Tell us some good things about the school district. That's important because we're selling you to candidates. And we need to be able to share that with the candidates as they apply. Excuse me. The third question we ask them are, what are the issues here? If you could talk to this new person as they were coming in, what would you want him or her to know to be successful? Every school district has issues. Might be increase in enrollment, declining enrollment, facility issues, whatever they are. But it's important for us to surface that because we're going to be sharing that with the applicants. Then the last question we ask them is, based on that, what are the skill sets you believe this person should have to be successful? We take that along with what you've given us, and that's what drives our recruiting and our screening process as we do that. When we meet with the groups, we want to meet with everybody that we can. We know that we can't accommodate everybody's calendar, so we put those 4 questions also online. What our goal is, there's nobody in your community and district to say they did not have an opportunity to provide input into the process. We're going to be actively recruiting candidates. As I said, we are recruiters. We don't have a stable of candidates, but we people that are on the market register with us so that they get openings. We've got about 3,000 individuals that have registered with us. And obviously, our 18 California consultants are well acquainted with people in your state and know their skill sets. As we talk with the candidates, we tell them that their name will be confidential. It won't be released to the public unless they're a finalist. And our recommendation is, upon being a finalist, those names become public. Now, not all districts do that. That's fine. As I said, we tailor it to your needs to do that. We also have timely communication with all board members. Do you have a question?
I did. Why would you let their names become public at that point?
I can't hear you. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Why would you let the names become public at that point?
Can somebody repeat that? I can't hear it.
You said when we get to final 3 that you would recommend to them that they let their name become public, and she's asking why.
Why? Mm-hmm. Well, in our transparency piece, we believe the public business should be done in public. However, We have a number of searches where the board chooses not to do that, keep names confidential. We'll do that. But again, I'm going to tell you about our process and why we do things the way we do. But again, we'll adapt it to your needs to do that.
I guess
and if
I'm
you
just,
want them to remain confidential, we'll do that.
I'm asking, what would be the benefit to do that?
So what would be the benefit? You're saying transparency is the benefit of their names becoming public as opposed to having a little longer to make a decision before it became public?
What I usually say to that question is that we believe there is a time when someone said, I am a finalist for this position and I'm proud to be a finalist for this position. But again, I would say that maybe up to 40% of our searches in California, they remain confidential until you hire.
Okay.
We certainly can do that.
Thank you.
To bring that about. We'll communicate with you and board members in a timely manner and making sure that you know what's going on and working with our consultants. When we want to talk about our vetting process quickly, we sit down and read through every application that comes in their entire file. We begin a sorting process based on your selection criteria, and we start moving people forward. Now, when we come in and meet with you, we're going to bring the names of everybody that applied. They're not our candidates, they're your candidates. But we will prepare for you a short list, those that we believe are most closely meeting what you said you're looking for. And the way we determine that is by reading through the files, and we begin looking at the answers to the questions that we put out on your behalf. And then we begin our vetting process. We start calling people. In the 40-plus years I've been in HR, I've yet to find somebody that puts a reference down and doesn't like them. We know that. We start with those individuals. We have our list of questions based on your criteria, but we have two questions at the end that are critical. Second to last question, is there anything in this person's background that became public information would be an embarrassment to this district? That's one we learned along the way. We used to say, anything you want to share with me or any skeletons you want to share, really easy to say no to that, but if you ask it in the manner, anything in the background that became public, usually there's a hesitation. I would say 99% of the time there's nothing, but occasionally there's a hesitation. And so we say, we're professional consultants, this is confidential information, what would you want to share with me? Just because we hear it from one person doesn't make it so. So our last question is, would you give us a name or two or three other individuals that can speak this person's ability? They do, we call them, ask them the same list of questions, including, could you give us a name or two or three individuals that can speak this person's ability? We go a minimum of three removed from primary references, and what we're looking for is consistency of answers. What are the strengths? What are the deficiencies? So that we can start comparing them and getting names to you that we believe would be a good match to you as we do that. When we come and meet with you, as I said, we bring in the name of everybody applied, but we will prepare a packet of information on those 7, 8, 9, 10 that are on the short list, outlining what they have. We'll get you some preview information. We also do a 9-minute videotape. So when we come and present them to you, you also have an opportunity to see them on videotape as we do that. At that point, you'll be deciding who and how many you wish to interview to do that. We take you through developing your interview questions and working you through the process. We take care of coordinating the interview process, contacting the individuals, working on the schedule with you. We recommend to you, and this is only if you have a search where the names become public, that you have a committee of all those groups that we met with to meet applicants. So let me use teachers as an example. We want to meet with all the teachers, but a committee of 8 to 10 teachers that are representative of your teachers to have an opportunity to meet the candidate. And what we say to them are, you're not interviewing the candidate. Only the board can do that, as they said, as a legal body. But you're doing two things. You're selling yourself and your school district candidate, and again, this is a two-way decision-making process. And you're also going to form an opinion that you're going to share with the board. And that basically is a form that they fill out. It says, John Doe, Jane Doe, here's what we liked about them. Here's any questions we had about them. They put that in an envelope and seal it and give it to you after you've interviewed all your candidates and have had your deliberation. You then open and read those. So they know they've had meaningful input into your decision. And again, that's one of the reasons that we recommend an open process. But if you choose not to, then that process wouldn't be part of it. Typically, it's a two-person decision. There's a significant other or spouse, so we take care of making arrangements for them getting an extended tour while the candidate is going through the interview process. We know all notify everybody that applied for the process. Uh, they If they didn't get to, on our short list, they'll receive a letter on your behalf thanking them for being part of the process. After you have interviewed and made your decision, that's a personal call to those that were finalists from us, thanking them. Included in our prize on your final candidate, we conduct a criminal, financial, and academic verification background. Then the last piece, and I'll turn it to questions. Our phase five, I think this goes a long ways towards our retention rate. We come back and work with you and your new superintendent for 1 year. We have you establish performance objectives for that new superintendent outside of the day-to-day operation of that organization, what it is you want them to focus on, the two or three things that are really important to you. What we're doing is we're clarifying expectations, and we're enhancing communication between your new superintendent and you. If you choose to do that, we have a two-year guarantee, and if anything happens, if the person becomes ill and can't continue, we'll come back and do the search for expenses only. My other job, I teach full-time at the university, and I teach people that are going to be principals and superintendents, and I don't lecture this much in my class. Let me stop.
I do. How do you communicate with the board during the process? Do we have access to information as a board? Or
I think you're going to have to relay the questions. Okay. You're not close enough to the mic, I don't think.
Amy Herman is asking how the board might communicate with you regarding questions along the way during the process, one-on-one.
And how
you communicate back with us. So,
say it again.
Ongoing throughout the process, we're looking for what kind of feedback and communication process between the board and your firm. Yes.
There's regular emails and some benchmarks as we go through right after the stakeholder meetings. We're talking to you about that. Also, our consultants are available to you at any time. If you have a question, we ask you to call. Now, typically, we work through a point of contact, and most times what it is related to the point of contact. They contact us, and we'll get back to you. But we're also available to talk to any board member at any time.
Did I hear another question?
When you mentioned point of contact, you're talking about one individual who is employed by your firm who will work with us directly or
on our side?
So the question is, hi Tom, Cindy Frazee, I've got the big voice. The question is the point of contact. That typically is someone in the district. Did he freeze? He froze. He's frozen.
He's not frozen. I just don't think he's...
Yeah. No, I'm probably hearing you.
Okay. I think the question is the point of contact, you're talking about someone in the district or on the board that's the point of contact, or are we talking about a single team member from McPherson and Jacobson who is where we would direct all questions?
They're asking questions.
There will be a lead, and you can cross... Twitter there, so maybe they move the mic. The lead consultant will be the point of contact for our team. And typically in the district, it might be an administrative assistant to the superintendent or somebody like that, because basically what they're doing is coordinating the logistics of our meetings to do that.
One of my questions was maybe regarding, we've seen some lists of districts that you've worked with, but maybe if you could give us an idea which ones you thought were similar to ours and how that might help your approach to our mm-hmm. search.
And again, I'm having trouble hearing you now.
We've seen lists of all the districts, a lot of the districts you've placed superintendents for. I'm looking for maybe direction or specificity on which districts seem similar to ours and how that might help direct the search for our district.
Let me repeat what I think I've heard. You want to know similar type districts that we've worked with in California, is that correct?
Yes.
There's a list of the 36 districts in the back of the mm-hmm. Proposal that lists them all there. You would know better which ones are closer to, and so would my consultants. Closer to what you are than what I would be able to do.
All right, thank you. Do we have other follow-ups?
Well, I didn't see resumes on here, other consultants on here,
is that did the consultants, I would like to have superintendent experience in a high-performing school district in a previous job.
Okay, the could you hear the question this time?
I'm going to move.
Well, that's a good idea.
All right, so the question, I believe, was, are the consultants from your firm who are assigned to us looking for a little more information about their resumes? Have they been superintendents previously?
We can forward to you their resumes. Dr. Carroll is a retired superintendent out of Hammett, where he's...
Now he's frozen. Okay.
Never
failed. Sir Jones, who's the... complete resumes.
Okay. He said Riverside.
Okay, we had a little freeze there, so we heard Hammett, and then the second consultant was it Riverside?
Yeah, Ben Johnson, a former board member of Riverside. He's done a number of searches with us. He's been with us since we started in California.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All right. Well, I think for the moment that works. We will be having some deliberation here, and
we'll get back
to you shortly as to whether we're needing to speak some more about timelines or where we're at. So.
All right. I apologize for not being able to hear you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my cell phone number, so as you deliberate, if you have questions, that might be an easier way to communicate.
All right. Thank you.
That number is 402-943-7540.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Jacobs.
So if you need clarifying questions, I will be available for you.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Sure.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So this brings us to item 4, and I do have a speaker slip from Rita McDonald for item 4. Ms. McDonald, did you want to?
I'm not going to speak yet. I'll speak when you guys get back. I want to hear about your deliberations.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Are we deliberating?
Well,
yeah.
So right now we'll be speaking here about the search firm. So you're talking about the later item on our interims that you want to do. That's when you want to speak. I have a speaker slip for that.
Yeah, after you're done.
Got it. Okay. This is your last time to speak regarding search firms. The next time I have a speaker slip for you will be in regards to. Oh, wait, I guess I'm not saying.
No,
so you're saying item 5 you want to speak to.
Deliberation. Yes, I should have signed up for 5 as well.
That's where we're at right now.
That's fine. Yeah.
We're at 5.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I'm sorry, I said 4.
No, it's
at,
okay.
We're at 5.
Are we, is there going to be, what about 6?
That will be.
That will be.
That's 5.
Number 5 is regarding the superintendent search firm and the selection of. Number 6 will be after the firm is selected.
I do have one concern about.
Okay.
Can I speak
so
from
yeah,
here?
If you want to speak, yes.
Sure.
Rita McDonald, and I still do, just so I know, legal.
I will sit down and speak. My concern, my only concern, with the first firm, is their pricing is about twice as expensive as Jacobson. Although I like them better. I thought that what I would suggest is that you get some clarification on pricing with them. When I looked through their proposal, it initially seemed to be much, you know, it could get very costly very quickly, depending upon what services. And so I'm wondering if there's an opportunity to negotiate if you guys do feel the first firm is more appropriate.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Can't do too much back and forth, but we have in the past been able to have those conversations. Thank you. Leah Wolf is not here, correct? So
correct.
Those will be yes.
She's on first.
Thank you.
All right. So now is our opportunity for discussion on these two firms. And I'm trying to flip.
I was concerned about the second firm's familiarity with Southern California, with our district, the places that they have searched in California are very, very few, and they are not anywhere in this vicinity. Most of their searches have been from a number of states. I understand that we set the date for this discussion, but it's a little bit disconcerting that nobody from that firm could come in person.
Thank you.
That's a good point.
Also, I like the fact that he is that they're so familiar with the district.
Yeah,
that's huge.
You're saying the first.
The first HYA. I agree.
And I did try and reach out to a few of the districts that have worked with these firms, and the only one I heard back from two who've dealt with HYA, and I didn't connect with anyone on the other side. Again, just trying to understand who has placed successfully in similar districts.
I know that they placed Solana Beach very recently, the Solana Beach board is really, really thrilled with the selection. That's an elementary district, it's completely different, but it was something that was conveyed to me.
Carlsbad also.
That's one that I was able
to do. I did talk to Rick Shea at the San Diego County Board, and they had worked with HYA also, and we're very happy with the process.
And it
seems to be a thorough process, but keeps us informed and gives us all the information as it comes in, which seemed to be different than the second firm, which seemed a little more like they will put everything together and then share it with us in meetings. And I think, considering our timeline, considering this summer plans, I think having access online so that we can keep updated and read that and be thoroughly informed versus given information in the meeting is really helpful.
I like the fact that they've been to high-performing school districts. High-performing school districts. Our district is high-performing, and the parents expect us to get the best. And I thought they were able to do that and able to look and really know our district and know what we need.
I agree. I think their vetting process is very thorough. They do give a couple of options, but I think we would want them to be as thorough as possible, including online searches and looking through really every avenue to make sure they're a good fit, but also have been vetted. So.
And I like the fact that the comments are going to come online. I think it's good for everyone to know this is a great district. Parents are very happy. And we should be proud of that. And I always feel like we should do more of that. Good place to,
Their pricing was done a little bit differently. I think.
I'm not sure that it's.
I was going to say,
in the end, it's really that different. But it certainly has been negotiable in the past.
Right.
So.
We could bring them in and ask for usually it's a flat, right? That's what we always got.
It's just kind of interesting because the other firm starts with $19,500, but then total not to exceed of $25,000.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Where the other one says the search fee is $23,500, but there are some variables in that depending on what we select.
So maybe it would clarify which options are normally used and
if it starts adding up too much, then those become concerns that we express. How do we contain?
Well, how do we get a full search? Let's ask them what the number is. Get all that they've said today. What exactly would that cost?
I also want to say that Dr. Christina, having been the county superintendent very, very successfully for a number of years, he's an outstanding county superintendent. And he certainly does know the district well, and it makes me feel very comfortable to have it in the hands of somebody like him.
Mr. Cash is
to concern.
His,
he's
superintendent, too. That's
well, and still be able to say, look mm-hmm. far and wide, mm-hmm. but yes. understanding
yes.
our locale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. And I feel that they've given us two very strong candidates, which mm-hmm. I think, you know, it's hard to compare to the other firm, but these seem like very strong search.
Yeah, for our
yes.
team.
Search,
yes.
For our
yes.
search team.
So
I think they're great.
Yeah, I think they're great too.
Okay, so
Ms. Hergesheimer.
Yes, ma'am.
One of the options would be, and I believe it's in their proposal, to either ask them to match a comparable or something to that effect, as an option.
Okay, yes. And I think we did that a few years ago where we were able to say this, but I think asking them how, making sure we understand how these little add-ons, are they part of it and just a little more if we go on the high end, or is it not even included in your base price?
Are they here?
Both firms are waiting to hear from us.
Maybe we can just bring it back and ask them about the price.
Well,
or is that...
Well, let me ask you this, because my feel is that we're ready to select the Bennetts, have the conversation with them, and try and firm up pricing, unless you feel that there's no way they're going to be able to ballpark your company.
Yeah, no.
On what page?
First,
is
that? If it's such a huge number, you could tell this is going to be an issue, you know.
Well, their base...
Ms. Hergesheimer, on page 10 of the agenda, at the bottom of the page for HYA, it talks about a price match.
It did, and I had them both. I think we could, if we're going to bring them back, I'd like to be having a full conversation.
Let's talk.
So I need a motion to select and enter into an agreement with, I'm going to fill in HYA to conduct the candidate search for position of superintendent of San Diego Union High School District during the period June 14, 2018 until project is complete in an amount not to exceed, and I guess that's where we get a little we could do the not to exceed amount and then see what we feel like we can do in terms of any other. Now I lost my dollar on that. Was it 23?
I can look up the language from the last time.
You could start with your 23, or you could go ahead and
say 25.
Say if you've got your comparable is not to exceed the 25,
25
yeah.
perhaps
yeah.
that may be
okay.
what you want to do.
Comfortable with that?
Yes.
Perfect.
But I don't want to scale back in service.
Correct.
Anyway.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
So if anything, what we're trying to do, we're going to be saying, can we do some of these extras if we want the deeper search, if we want some follow-up help with setting goals for superintendent, so forth. Can we do that within a 25?
Right.
Okay, so I have read it. We need a roll call.
So moved.
Thank you. Do we need a roll call on this?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. So that unanimously carries. And Ms. Frazee, if you would bring them down and then contact our other party to let them know.
What was the dollar amount? I'm sorry.
We did the 25,150 is what I did
from the
other.
So it shouldn't be a problem.
For the total not to exceed, but we need to kind of understand.
Got it. Thank you.
Phases 1 through 5. Which includes, even if they have a second round of candidate selection, it would only be if there was some actual extra. It's not a fee.
Part of the problem is if there is not a lot of travel expense.
Right.
They are as local as
that's
they are.
True.
Local. That's true. Mm-hmm. Bringing people. Any other questions we want to be thinking about as they're coming in?
The part where he said they asked, I don't think they did say something, they asked three people outside of
If HYA does similar depth of interviewing, go beyond
check.
The reference.
Check.
Okay.
Sure. I thought that was an interesting one. There was somebody else who said that I thought that was actually... No, it's CSBA.
This is the McPherson Jacobson. He referred to going, you know, I asked Amy,
yeah.
Amy, who's
mm-hmm.
a
mm-hmm.
Yeah. try and go to the third.
I like the Paris that is the PCSB firm said, is there anything in your background that would embarrass the district? I actually thought that was a good question, too. I don't know if they do that. Maybe we didn't cover that. But I thought those two things stood out, which I thought were
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hi. We moved you up because we were on.
You're now closer.
The little intimate. It's a new level of our relationship. There you go. So. The board has voted to ask you or to hire you to be our search firm.
Awesome. But wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But we do have a few questions and then would like to talk about timelines.
Sure.
But to start with, my understanding, I'll let them chime in, was trying to understand clearly your pricing and what it does include, because we are interested perhaps in some of the deeper reference checks, but also just
background
checks. Thank
background
you.
Checks.
And perhaps working on items like the some goals for the superintendent moving into that year and so forth. But we weren't sure how much was in the fee that's for the search, and then there's a price list, but I'm not sure how much was just you're upgrading, or are we adding on?
Right.
Some clarity.
We're going to spend the night at La Costa Canyon.
It's a high end hotel. That's right.
Basically, the $23,500 I think it is for the search, and I live here in San Diego, and Dave lives in Naples, and the mileage is insignificant to us because we really want to do the search. So I don't know what you really want me to respond to, but what do you want?
Well, so then when you say that the background checks cost ranged from $1,100 to $1,950 per candidate, and it does refer to some appendix, but
let me explain that.
Some of those are these extras, add-ons. Where do we?
Great. Basically, what you want to do, and this is up to you, when you have your top two or three candidates, preferably two or three, you want to have a background check on those folks. Mm-hmm. Here's what most boards do. They'll narrow it down to maybe the top two candidates, and they'll say to us, we'd like to have your firm do a background check. For the background check, they get into their financials, bankruptcy, felonies, all that stuff. That's your choice. Some boards do that, some boards do not. So that's what the additional fee would be, and I would suggest that we don't do that for every candidate we've been forward to. Mm-hmm. We do our own vetting, our own background checks and so forth, but just to make sure your mind is at ease that this person is not a felon, he hasn't filed bankruptcy, our firm hires somebody to go in and take a look at all the bank statements and everything else. So that's what you'll have if you want to do that.
And that's the fee they charge.
Not us.
Not us.
Okay.
So
okay. It's not a matter of how deep the...
Right,
it's
correct.
Just what,
right.
What it costs.
We will do our own very significant background checks. And I'll just tell you right now, what I like to do is I like to be in the neighborhood of the finalist candidates and get a lot of informal information about from neighbors, parents. My favorite spot to go, depending on where the finalist is, could be Starbucks. It's quite seems to be kind of the community marketplace in many communities, and can find out a lot about school district and how the superintendent's performing from informal conversations. So there's a lot of that kind of work that takes place. But the deep background check is Baker Eubanks, and they're a separate company that the board engages with, and you make a decision about how deep do you want to go, how far back do you want to go, and that then determines what Baker Eubanks charges for that investigation.
And it could be just for your finalists, if that's what
And
basically, it takes about 7 days for them to calculate all that background information. So let's say that you decide to hire John Doe, and you say to us, we're not going to make this announcement yet, but we're going to see if he's going to accept
the position and whatever terms you're going to have, but we'd like to have a background check. And so what I would do, or Cash would do, is say, okay, Amy, the board would love to hire you. We're going to do a background check on you, and basically it's going to take about 6 or 7 days. So nothing's going to be said until that background check comes in. And I kind of curtailed that a little bit by when I told you that we'll come to a hotel somewhere here and meet with the top candidates. The last question I ask, which really throws a lot of people off, don't be frightened back there, okay, is I say to them, is there anything in your background that's going to not only embarrass myself or Dr. Cash, but embarrass the Board of Education or the community of San Diego? And you'd be surprised some of the responses I get about, well, you need to know that I'm in litigation right now, or this is going on, or whatever it is. I mean, I want them to be as honest, because we'll know these candidates pretty well. And sometimes I will already know the answer. And I want to make sure that
I think there was also a question that was one of ours, but also just in terms of references, on the reference side as opposed to background, if you speak to the references they list as your starting point, where do we go from there?
But much deeper than that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll like I said, we'll drive the neighborhood, if it's locally, of the candidates that we'll bring forward for you.
But in most cases, we'll know somebody in the community or a neighboring superintendent or assistant superintendent, and we go beyond the letters of reference. And you'll notice in the application when you read it, it gives us the authority to go outside the references. And we'll tell them that, that these are people that are going to write wonderful letters about you, which is great, but we're going to go beyond that.
We want to know who has anything to say about the candidate that we would present to the board. We're going to want to talk to them.
Great.
No surprises. Yeah. Cannot.
That's wonderful.
You cannot be surprised.
Okay.
Unless it's a happy surprise.
Sure. Yeah.
Can we ask you a question?
Of course. Sure.
When we get into, before we start the overview, we have one speaker slip, I believe.
Okay.
Item number 6.
Okay, so
I didn't want you to miss that.
I probably buried item 6. Here we go. So I have Alexei Lukashev.
Yes.
Did you want to speak to the any more to the discussion of the search process?
I want to probably compliment the comments with regard to the qualities of future superintendent. And I think it's relevant because we are discussing the search of the candidates.
So why don't you go ahead and do that at this time, then?
Thank you. Good afternoon, board members and members of the community. My name is Alexei Lukashev. Our family is a long-term of San Diego Union High School District. And in the last 4 months, we have had an opportunity to closely interact with the district. As we look forward to a new superintendent, I would like to comment on the importance of the strong leadership. Leadership influences our children in many ways. One important matter involves situations when our students make mistakes. Leadership is more than making a decision to an expulsion, which is a capital discipline punishment for a student. Leadership also must include an ability to look deeper into the case and distinguish between young person's emotional reaction, maybe inappropriate, versus a real threat. Thus, to find a solution which would serve all, the district, the student, and the families, can work together towards the ultimate goal of making our schools safer and dynamic for everyone, for students, for teachers, and for our community. The leadership of the district and of this district and in our school should be an example of the integrity and trustworthy we want to instill in our students and community. Students in their teenager years are very sensitive. They have a strong sense for injustice, and their disagreement may be often expressed in the form of behavior that violates the educational codes. Given my first-hand experience with the student discipline, I am confident that situations of conflict in our district school can be mitigated at early stages. We would prevent escalation to the county level. Litigating students' discipline cases is an expensive and timely and energy-demanding process. If we elect strong leadership, we can effectively support students when they make mistakes because of the administration, the students, the family, and the community will be unified. And also a little comment because of the lack of time with regard to an outstanding issue of textbooks for integrated methods. But I believe that if we fix a costly and time-consuming disciplinary approach, we can address all other issues in the district, and together we can achieve and to make San Diego Union High School District a dynamic place for learning for our kids. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I have one last question for now, and I just thought of it.
We have another speaker.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. So, Rita McDonald, would you like to speak at this time?
Yes.
Okay. Would you please? Thank you.
Union and foundation representatives have complained that the district has a bad reputation due to the recall of Joyce D'Alessandro. And then we have concerned parents that have complained that the district has a bad reputation due to teacher compensation contracts that makes San Diego teachers and administrators the highest paid teachers in San Diego County. I'd like to hear the consultants' opinions on the impact on either of these in terms of recruiting an amazing superintendent. In addition to that, I'd like to understand the consultant's perspective on obtaining a supervisor candidate, superintendent candidates that are transparent and that are willing to put students first, and that that's their priority.
That's it. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And then Ms. Sasha.
We've got the middle school and the high school. Mm-hmm. Is that the superintendent, are you going to let people, and I don't know how you feel about this, there are superintendents at the K through 6 level interview?
Well, basically, if in fact, because it's a high school district, mm-hmm. it's going to be kind of a stretch for them to mm-hmm. to move into this arena,
right.
But if they're a top-quality candidate, then that's going to be your choice to do that. But we'll look at people that match the characteristics that you present
okay.
to us.
Thank you.
Sometimes superintendents in K-6 environments have had previous secondary experience.
Yeah.
They may have been a high school principal or a middle school principal prior mm-hmm. to being a superintendent. But that'll really be up to the five of you mm-hmm. as to... But there will be K-6 candidates that will probably apply.
No, there's no doubt.
Okay.
There'll be teachers.
Yes, there will be.
There'll be people that are in the private sector that will apply. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd be surprised.
And as the citizen spoke and talked about, you will explain to them characteristics of the district, including our finances.
Absolutely.
All of that would always be normally
involved. I don't want to respond unless the board wants me to respond to the speakers.
No, I think you should. If you can.
Basically, ma'am, that's part of our priority is that we have to keep students at the forefront. I mean, that's what we're all about here. So if one thing that you're going to hear me say over and over to this board is look for people with a real successful track record. Don't be
proven track record.
Don't be overwhelmed by how nice they mm-hmm. talk or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. We'll show you their proven track record, and you'll be able to see it in their application because it'll talk about some of the highlights of what they've done and so forth, and we will have that for you as well.
Great.
And members of the public have spoken in the past once this has come out, said that it would be very difficult to find a quality candidate because we don't always have a unified board. In your experience, has that ever been a concern?
Well, let me give you an experience that I just left about maybe, again, for the second time about 3 months ago. LA Unified has 7 board members. They're not all on the same page. Mm-hmm. And we found the first superintendent that we placed was overwhelmingly supported by all board members. Mm-hmm. You know, because I teach a superintendent's class at USC. Okay. If all board members are thinking like, there's no thinking going on. So I understand that, and most good superintendents will understand that, but I'm hoping that the new superintendent, he or she, will be able to bring the board together, work together for the betterment of the community, the students, and the staff.
We've got a great reputation.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yes. I mean, it won't be difficult finding great candidates.
That's why it's really, you know, when they say that this is not, no one's going to come here.
Don't buy that. I mean, no. The phone calls, that because people heard that we were going to make a presentation, you know, that you're not going to have a problem finding quality candidates. They don't know who they are yet. I'm telling you right now. But you're going to find some great candidates that come to this great school.
So how are you going to advertise? You're going to put an ad join? What else will you do?
Well, it's up to you. In our planning meeting, mm-hmm. that's what we're going to talk about. Okay. You want in-state? Do you want out-of-state? Mm-hmm. It'll be ed join, ed cal. Mm-hmm. If you want to go national level, ed week. And we'll have our consultants work with that as well. So it's in our planning meeting. We'll come together and you'll tell us what you want.
Is that under the same price point?
It's the only thing you pay for is the ad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
That's it. EdJoin's free because you're a member of EdJoin.
Okay.
And so you'll the EdCal be no problem. EdWeek is a little bit of a fee, but.
It really is whether you want to stay in state or conduct a national search.
Why would we at all not want to go and search for the best person, regardless of where they live? Would there be any reasoning? Would you argue against looking
at them? No, I can't think of a reason why. The only consideration you might have is that California has a unique finance system mm-hmm. that isn't the same across the nation, but. Mm-hmm. There are great leaders in other districts and states outside of California that would be interested in being the leader here.
And so would your recommendation be to look at some?
We're going to do what you ask us to do.
You're not going to make a recommendation?
Well, if I might ask a question, for example, I believe you indicated you had people across the country that you could say,
absolutely.
You're looking, do you have someone that might fit? One of my concerns, as I recall, on a prior search was doing some of the advertising nationally started running into the deadlines were going to push us out if we wanted to run an ad that it was going to push us another whatever 3 weeks or a month and I don't want to but if there's ways we can contact them and we can advertise it doesn't
CBO.
Yeah, basically to be real candid with you and this is a question we had for you because of the urgency that I felt today by the discussion. You know, we'd like to be able to meet with you as soon as possible for a planning session. Mm-hmm. And what we will do is once we find out that we've been accepted here to do this job, and after our planning meeting, you say we want to go national search, I will call our office. They'll put it in Ed Week right the next week, and we'll go.
Perfect.
Isn't this part of the planning session right now?
No. So there'll be a calendar dates and everything proposed to you to make sure everybody's going to be here.
I think we do need, though, with the board's permission for me to move forward, it is to have some conversation about timeline because we do have, with our summer schedule, for example, I know Mrs. Moore's traveling for is it the first 3 weeks of July? Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it is a kind of a time constraint. If we can meet and get things rolling before she leaves, and then she's back and we can be getting into
Getting back to my question I was going to ask, are you amenable to meeting like next Thursday morning? Is that in your calendar clear?
It's a board meeting day for us in the evening.
Would Friday be a better day?
No.
Friday would be for sure.
Friday would be for sure.
I don't know if I can make it on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
We want to have everybody here.
Okay. Can we look at Friday and see if that's workable and just confirm?
What about Wednesday?
I can do Monday. I can do Friday.
Monday or Friday? Okay.
Monday or Friday.
That's I'm not available on Monday, but Friday is great.
Friday?
Friday 22nd. Let me double check, but I think I'm okay.
22nd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What time would you like to meet so we're not ruining your whole day?
Is this a public meeting?
No, this is it's public, but it'll be a meeting just like we're sitting here. And bring your calendars with you. We'll have a proposed date to kind of move this thing along, and then we'll talk about what day we can be in your district for the 2 days, the meeting with focus groups, what day we can all that stuff. We'll have a proposed calendar for
it. We'll find space.
So we're talking about 22nd.
I can assume any time before 1.
So the earlier the better.
The earlier the
better. As far as I'm concerned.
I cannot do anything until after 1 p.m.
On Friday? Starting at 1, you'd be available?
Yeah.
How about 1?
What about Wednesday evening? Would that work?
I can't do 1.
Oh, okay.
Not even in the evening?
Nope.
Okay.
Thursday? Friday at 1?
Yeah, the only trick is that delays us that much further into meeting with the other groups, which I guess because they're still working part of the time, we'll have to get those together.
Sounding like for next week.
How do you do tomorrow?
What about tomorrow?
We'd have to notice it. We have to do 20.
And it's all
thank you. Those are important. Yeah. I want to be at those.
I thought graduation was Friday.
And you could do
the sunset graduation is tomorrow.
Oh, or a night, though.
Okay.
Right, yeah,
so but we do have to notice the meetings. Special meeting, we can do it with 22nd.
So the 22nd, right now, I'm sensing that it's 1 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
And is that okay with you, Mr. Salazar? And that'll the 1 o'clock time.
Okay.
We'll meet here at the district office, and if we can have a setting like this, they'll be in a square that we and we'll bring a proposed date and timeline for you and everything else for you.
Do we ahead of time? Do we need to send you any conflicts that we might have as far as
we'll do that at the planning meeting?
That's what I'm saying. Bring your calendar together.
Mrs. Beer is going to be on vacation, and we want to work. It's really critical for the planning meeting. What's going to be important for you folks is not only when we meet with you one-on-one, and those days can be around your schedule, no problem there, but when we get into the interview process, when you're here for the report for the executive summary, after we've done all the work in the district, all of you should be here. And that can be before a board meeting, you know, one of your board meetings you have scheduled. But we want to make sure that the executive leadership profile, all of you should be here to hear that.
I just want to say to the board members, we're not voting on anything on that.
No,
right?
No.
So if we're not voting on it, I could just call in. I could just be on the phone. And then you could have it any day next week. I hate to push it all the way to Friday when we're trying to get on things and get going. And
if he's not here, you have to post it. Where he's
you know, I don't feel comfortable having it revolving around me. I'm just going to be out of town Tuesday, Wednesday, and flying back in on Thursday. But I could phone in on Tuesday or Wednesday.
So, Mr. Salazar, and you can all correct me if I'm wrong, Joe. When I
Via teleconference, you know, of all the rules that.
Yeah, but if we're not voting, I still have to do that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's still a board meeting.
We would have to public notice that there's going to be a board meeting where you're at, and people would have to be able to come.
And just to make sure, you said Monday you were not.
Yeah, he's going to be out of town.
So, let me ask you this. If we've got the Friday afternoon that we're talking about, you also mentioned maybe some one-on-one. Is there anything else we can
do? After
that would all
be
after.
What we'll do is we'll say,
push things forward if we could.
What's the best day for you to meet with myself? And we'll split. Dave will meet with some of you, and I'll meet with some of you. It'll be the day where we're going to be here for 2 days. And so we'll slot out a time for the board and to be able to come in and meet with us, and then as well as anybody that wants to meet with us as well.
Now, before we walk away from this, I know Sunday's Father's Day, but is Saturday something we're willing to do something and get anything?
Saturday?
Yeah.
I could do it. And I also could do Tuesday if it was early, like 8 a.m. I just have a flight at about noon, so I'd have to be
there. I'm going
to
be in the air on Tuesday.
Okay. What about Saturday? I didn't even ask you.
I'm going to be gone Saturday as well. Okay. I fly to New York tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So Sunday.
Well, Sunday's a little awkward because it's
never mind.
So that makes it a harder Sunday. But would Saturday be conceivable, or is that?
He said
I'll be in New York.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking Friday.
Friday, the 22nd at 1 o'clock, and we'll be right here in the boardroom here.
Let's plan, or we'll find space in the building.
Or in a conference room, whatever it is.
And the other question would be, how long should the board plan on being here?
Oh, that's good.
Typically, these conversations
probably take... Maybe 9-10 hours.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was thinking, do we have to bring in dinner?
1 or 2 hours. It'll really depend upon how.
And
we're
I do
able
want
to
say
to
the public, when you see us trying to coordinate calendars, we get questioned all the time on how and why we do or don't.
Well, the other thing is, I've already gotten a complaint saying that this meeting was at the daytime and not in the evening. So, I mean, should we push it later in the afternoon?
On a Friday? Probably not.
This is a planning meeting, and it'll be public information.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of public input after that.
This is just so that we make sure we're meeting your timeline. We get all the information we need from all your stakeholders, and from you.
We possibly get you must have something you can send out. We can send out and say we've chosen a firm, and this is what we're going to do. And there'd be a survey following. We'd like your input. Maybe we could put something out now since it's going to be
like
summer.
An announcement
we could send out to all the parents. Like,
Can I make a suggestion?
Watch, stand by.
If you can just wait till we meet Friday, we'll come up with a calendar.
Then you'll be able to post that.
Okay. And we can move from there. That way it'll be on your website. Mm-hmm. You can send it out, and they'll be able to know what dates are.
If it's beneficial to move it forward, I'm okay with missing it. Because I'll be flexible throughout the rest of the summer. I just have something. I'm out of town a lot of next week. But so if you want to do it on Wednesday or Thursday, that's fine. And I'll just go along with whatever you all decide. I'm fine with it.
I think it's important we're all a part of the process.
But I will agree with whatever you all decide. It's not that different.
But you said you'd like to have all of us.
I think it's best. Mm-hmm. So Friday isn't that far away, and it's not going to impact the timeline.
Right.
Okay. So
it'll take about 30 days before it's open for a join, and then after 30 days closes, then you'll...
We can expedite that.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions that we have?
Thank you.
We'll be coming back Friday then and having discussion on the timelines and maybe some of our discussion about... Will it be one-on-one for our impressions on qualities of the superintendent?
Friday is going to be... We're going to develop the search calendar.
Okay.
And we'll have dates when... We're going to have focus groups.
We'll identify
here
those
on campus. We're going to be here.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
So I'm hoping that, Cindy, you'll give us a couple conference rooms.
Yes.
People can be available to you. I'm going to share with you a letter that you can send out to stakeholders. You want to make sure they're invited to come on behalf of the board. And we'll have all the timelines, where we're going to meet, the town hall meetings, all that stuff, where they're going to be. So all that stuff will be done, hopefully, Friday.
And I'll send... to Cindy a template of what kind of the frame that we'll be developing, so you'll have that before our meeting.
Okay.
So you can at least look at that and say, okay, here are all the questions that we're going to be addressing in the planning meeting.
We're really, really honored to be able to do this search for you. We're really grateful that you selected us.
Thanks for being here.
Looking forward to working with all of you. We'll see you on Friday the 22nd at 1 o'clock.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.